The first group of Syrian refugees granted asylum in the Czech Republic will arrive in Prague on Monday. According to Czech Radio's flagship Radio Journal, as many as 70 were expected on a special flight, but only three families numbering 16 people will arrive. The government opted to use the Medevac program as the families' children are to be treated in Czech hospitals. Jan Wellinger has the details.
For Syrian refugees arriving on Monday, the Czech Republic represents not a transition country, but a destination and place to begin anew. A reporter from Czech Radio's flagship news station spoke to one of the families in Amman, Jordan, ahead of their flight, asking members about their hopes after leaving Syria. Ali, 34 years old, used to run an electronics store in the town of Daraa. He and his wife and three daughters left with only the most essential of belongings. Their family store and their home was lost or destroyed. Ali told Czech Radio that he was happy that he and his loved ones would now have a chance at a new start. His kids will receive medical attention they need. His oldest daughter suffered extensive burns on her body and now will be able to undergo corrective surgery. And here is how Ali described his feelings ahead of the flight.
We fled from the bombardment. First, I brought my wife and children to Jordan. Then I had to return for 2 months before I left for good. I'm happy that my children will receive medical care and that we will all start new lives in a safe environment. We just want to live normally, without shelling and bombardment, and to go to work, to take the kids to school, just like anyone else.
Ali told Czech Radio he had also had a chance to read about the Czech Republic online, admitting he had a slight apprehension about the cold winters. Other than that, he made clear he was optimistic. Two other families are also on the Medevac program flight, even though it originally appeared there would be many more Syrians granted asylum. The Czech ambassador to Jordan, Petr Halagík, explained.
Originally, we expected a group of 70 people on the first flight, up to 15 families. Unfortunately, the final number dropped much lower, to 16. One of the factors was that we were looking for families with one or two children who would need medical attention in the Czech Republic.
Others who were interested in being part of the first group also either did not fulfill that criteria or failed to meet security requirements, Czech Radio reported. And still others who had been accepted reportedly changed their minds at the last moment for personal family reasons.